Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Claire Coffey, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Jennifer Barron.
And Andrew Moreira Barron.
And you're listening to
Stardust Radio
with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Stardust Radio. Once again, it is June 3rd, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne, alongside with my friends and co-hosts, Desiree and Jennifer. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Good. We are great. Well, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Me too.
As we should be. This has been a special day for Stardust. First, the unbelievable Linda Dano spent 30 minutes with us earlier, talking about her fabulous new line coming out this Friday on QVC. And now, how exciting is it that we are having General Hospital's two most eligible doctors, and beautiful to boot, on our show? This is an unprecedented event for Stardust Radio, or any other blog talk show, I might add. We are extremely special. All right. You know what? I don't know what area codes they're calling from, so I'm going to play phone lotto right now to try and find Miss Kent Masters King and Miss Minai Noji to pull them on this air because we are dying to talk to them. So let's go down the line, okay?
Okay.
Let's go.
Area code 323. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kent.
Hello, Kent.
Hello, Kent.
Hello, ladies.
All right, let's find your partner in crime.
Okay.
Hello, is this Miss Minai?
This is Minai.
Oh, we did it.
All right, you're two for two, Joanne. Look at that.
All right. Nobody got a better clicker than me. Kent, Minai, welcome to Stardust Radio. I'm Joanne. Girls, introduce yourself.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Kent.
Oh. Everybody, okay. Just go around and introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Desi.
Hi, Desi. I'm Kent.
Hi, Kent.
And I'm Minai.
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
We are just so excited to have you on the air, so forgive us if we sound like The View for a few minutes here while we gather ourselves. it's fantastic that both of you were able to come on at the same time. We've been working with you quite a while to get a date, and I'm so happy that we did. This is really a big honor for us because we are all fans of both of you on the show, and it's just a pleasure to have you. So let's start by saying that.
Oh, thank you.
It's
a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, let's get busy here. Minai, what's going on with Dr. Lee?
Well, she's been sort of busy with Robin and Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the baby and all that that's coming up. You know, I can't talk too much about their baby, but boy.
That's
they sure
okay.
have stuff going on.
So are you going to be a part of the new night shift?
No.
Mm.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
That's
they,
a short answer.
They actually, yeah, I know. They're actually, it seems like they're keeping it to only, I believe, two or three of the original cast, and the rest is going to be pretty new.
Okay.
From what I hear.
Right. Okay. Well, that sucks. I'll say that.
I second that.
I third that.
Yeah. All right. All around, it sucks. Also, Kent, what's going on with Lainey? I mean, where has she been? What's the story with this character now?
You know, you have to ask the writers. It's been a little quiet for Lainey. Yeah.
But Lainey is very much needed in Port Charles right now.
Because there's a lot of crazy people at that place.
I know. They need her. I know.
And I don't understand.
She needs her girls, too. So, hopefully we'll see her soon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't understand for the life of me with all the rhetoric that's going on in Port Charles and all the crazy people that the one psychiatrist that they have there is just not there. And it's like, hello, she could be used so well right now.
Right.
So let's put that out there for the ears on the wall.
Thank you. Hopefully they'll hear that.
We'll make sure they hear it. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We have big mouths over here at Stardish.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Yeah,
well, actually, I want to know from both of your girls, I want you to tell us what you can about your fan club weekend event in July.
I'm sorry?
What can you tell us about your fan club weekend event?
Oh, absolutely.
We are so excited. I think we just want it to be a big party and very intimate, and we celebrate Girls Night Out because on the show, as you know, we've done a lot of Girls Night Out themed, episodes and had so much doing them, made so many great friends out of that, and we want to bring that kind of fun to fan club weekend and just let our hair down. We want it to be a big party.
Well,
yeah,
me and Desiree will be there.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, great.
And we will have your shirts, too. So.
Oh, you were the girls that wore the Wicked Planet jacket shirts in Vegas.
Yes. Yeah, we were.
I remember.
And I have ordered the shirts, so you will have yours at Girls Night Out Fan Club Weekend.
Oh,
good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic, you know, and I think so often with our busy lives, all of us with work and different things, you know, it's I think like female bonding is nothing like anything. You know what I mean? Like men are great and they're great to go out with and everything, but there's nothing like women and when they get together and what we share. So I think this is going to be a really cool event. And it's been really great because, you know, so many of us are friends on the show now because of that bonding experience on GH that, you know, this is a party for us as well. It's fantastic.
And there will be boys there.
Oh, we'll for sure
well,
have
that's
a
always
rate,
a plus.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a
yeah,
plus.
Yeah, I hope they're ready for us.
I know, because we plan to exploit them as much as possible, you know?
I like it.
Well, it definitely sounds like it's going to be some hell of a fun time there. I wish I was going.
Oh, yeah.
But
you're
just
going
to have to make sure you blog away with all the details.
Don't worry, we'll text you, Joanne.
Don't worry. Poor saps that can't get over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, I was reading something very interesting earlier about Minai. You collect hearts.
I do. I really do.
I thought that was really interesting.
You know,
collect hearts, Minai?
I was a kid. Yeah, I collect hearts. I have a whole collection of them, and I've done it since I was a kid.
Right.
You know, it's like there's, you know how like in life there's all these things that are constantly changing. Like we go through different stages of things, and what we liked at one point changes when we get older or we think is ridiculous. But I always thought that like hearts, which represent love to me, never really changes. You know, it's always there in the world. So, I've always been captivated by hearts, so I just collect a whole bunch of heart things.
Aww.
Yeah, I see on the website is go-star.com, antiquing/Minai, and it shows a few of your pieces of your collection. And the one that I found most interesting was the one that your grandmother gave you with half of your face in one side and left it open for your future husband to be on the other side. I thought that was really beautiful and just such an interesting way of expressing something, you know? It's just really gorgeous.
Absolutely. I know. When I got it from my grandmother, I just knew it was already really special. You know, she's had it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I've had boyfriends and everything, but I, you know, just in case, I didn't want to give it until I was positive I was going to marry them before I actually, you know. Otherwise, I'd have to cut the picture, stick it in, and then throw it away. You know, so, but yeah, it really, I want to keep that forever and hopefully, you know, pass it down to my children when I have kids.
Oh, yeah, one absolutely. They're beautiful, these pieces.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Kent, what have you been doing now since you really haven't had that much screen time? What have you been doing to occupy your time?
I've been really busy. You know, it's kind of been a blessing. Like, I feel like I'm always scratching for more minutes in the day. A lot of different things. Mm-hmm. One, planning this event has been a little demanding, but in the best way, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been feeling really creative. I have a partner that I'm working with, and we are writing partners and
mm-hmm.
two dynamic women planning to produce films. So really kind of opening myself up and focusing on that. I also have been training self-defense for many years now, and I've been hosting self-defense seminars for women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been so rewarding and
amazing.
Thrilling. Yeah.
I took one of her classes, and, you know, she told me that it was going to be life-changing. But, you know, you hear these things, and you're like, yeah, okay, you know, I'm sure it's amazing. But
mm-hmm.
I tell you, the experience, it literally was life-changing, because it's not just about, you know, I thought it was going to be more about just learning the physical things to do when someone attacks you. But so
right.
much of it was actually about your soul, about, because, you know, as women, we always, like, feel like we need to please, or we're afraid to say no or stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And this class really gets into you as a person and not being scared to say, no, this is not okay, and not feeling bad about it. And it,
right.
it really delves deep into how we are raised as women and how society sees us. And there's all this stuff that goes through you. And really, like, when you leave the class, these women are, like, beautiful and radiant and empowered, and it's just so neat to see them walk into class and then how they look when they leave. It really
mm-hmm.
was life-changing when I took her class. So Kent has just created this amazing thing that have really, like, changed women.
Oh, thank you.
That's wonderful.
It's an amazing time. I feel like there's so much girl power and strong female energy around me from doing the seminars, from writing with my friend, from the relationships I've created on the show, and I'm just carrying that with me into our events, and that's all a part of it. So I feel really blessed and energized right now.
Well, I think that's fantastic. Where is Girls Night Out going to be? We have a question from the chat room. Where's the location?
Okay, so it's going to be at Fan Club Weekend, and it's going to be at the Sportsman's Lodge, which is in the waterfall room. And the Sportsman's Lodge is in the valley.
Yeah,
it's going to be Thursday, July 10th at 9 p.m. until who knows how long.
Until they shut us down. Girls' Night Out. They're going to
right.
shut that place down.
Right.
All right, ladies. Desi, Jen, you have anything to ask before I go to the phones?
Well, I actually want to know if you guys couldn't be actresses, what would you be doing?
There's a few things, but I would say one of the jobs I would have is I would love to be one of those people that work at, like, an aquarium and say, over here, this is Freddy, the Placostomus. He likes to eat algae food. He'll clean your tank. You know, that kind of thing where you talk about, like, different
You want to
species.
Be a tour guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I love sea life, so that's something that I know that I would love. Maybe when I get older I'll do that, you know, like when I retire or something. I get that mic. And so maybe in the future you guys will go and you'll be like, is that Dr. Kelly Lee?
Oh, that's right. Well, you have a fantastic catfish, I hear, right?
Yeah, it's a Placostomus, and it eats algae poo, so it cleans your tank. And he's overgrown for his tank. You know, they're supposed to grow to your tank. Right. He's literally about now probably about 17 inches long.
Wow.
So he's getting, yeah, and the tank is not that big. It's only a 10-gallon tank, so I have to transport him into, like, maybe a 100-gallon tank or something soon because,
oh, wow,
you know, he's not comfortable, poor guy.
I'm so excited. We're going to SeaWorld tomorrow, so I fully expect Manai to be in full, like, fish geek mode. I want her to give me the rundown on every little creature we see.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're actually going to SeaWorld. Should we tell them about this, Kent?
Yeah,
about
let's
what we're
tell
doing?
Them. Yeah,
wait,
let's time
tell out. Before we get to that, Kent, what would you do if you weren't an actress?
Oh, you know, it might be a toss-up between being, like, an anthropologist and maybe, like, a female Indiana. Or I always would look, you know, it's funny, like, Manai, like, I would always look at, like, Steve Irwin and go, what a great life. To travel all over the world and meet animals of all kinds of, you know, I think that'd be a great life. So, toss up.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Dish. Dish about SeaWorld. What's going on at SeaWorld?
What's going on?
Oh, well, Kent and I are doing this, we're doing this DVD that we're going to sell at our event. And it's basically going to be a DVD, you know, a little bit about us, but we're also going to have this whole topic of conquering your fears. And so what we did is we wrote a list of all the things we're scared of, coming from something as small as, you know, it could be as little as I'm afraid of peanut butter jelly sandwiches, to something as big as I'm afraid of, you know, bungee jumping. Do you know what I mean? And we're going to go through these things and film us experiencing all of our fears, because we believe that you know, that's the only way you grow is when you face them, instead of, you know, building them up in your head and not conquering them. It's sort of an inspirational video that we're creating.
So on that note, Miss Noji, you know, I still don't quite totally absorb her fear or understand it, but she's terrified of penguins.
Terrified.
So we are going to SeaWorld tomorrow because they have this thing called the Penguin Experience. And it's like 150 penguins, and you can just mingle with them and touch them. And tomorrow, Manai is going to face her fear of penguins.
Yay!
Oh, that's wonderful.
Not really, no. I'm having a lot of anxiety.
I just had
a nightmare last night. I had a nightmare that I went to the movie theater, and I was buying a ticket to watch Iron Man, and I was standing in line, and I looked back, and there were a trail, you know, like hundreds of penguins standing in line to watch Iron Man with me. And then I sat down, and I was watching Iron Man, and I felt fine, but then I felt something at my toes, and I looked down, and they were gnawing at my toes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
What a dream to have before you go to SeaWorld.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm having, this is a genuine fear of mine. Like, I get, you know, sweaty palms, I get dizzy, I start to feel nauseous, and it's very interesting, but it's not, I'm getting
anxiety
about it.
Okay.
You can't even get it out. All right.
I'm kind of like that, too, but only I have a huge fear of steaks. I can't look at pictures of them, I can't, nothing. I get, like,
steak,
pills and just...
Food steak?
No.
That is
steak,
great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
did you almost choke on a steak once or something?
So wait a minute. A London broil scares you?
No, snakes.
Snakes?
Oh,
snakes. I thought she said
the little the big slippery things.
Not snakes. Not snakes.
I
thought
like
you too.
Steak, like
I thought you said steak.
Filet mignon.
Me too. I was like, I don't get it.
God, Dr. Winters, we would have needed you for that one.
I would have been hopeless on that one.
My God.
Snakes.
Oh, my gosh. Snakes.
That
makes
more sense. Okay.
Yeah, that makes more
sense. One.
Yeah. A lot of people are afraid of them. Yeah.
Yeah, but did something happen to you, Jennifer, that makes you so afraid of snakes?
Yeah, when I was in school, somebody brought their pet snake in and crawled out of their book bag and wrapped itself around my leg.
Why?
That would do it.
Oh, my God.
And started squeezing and wouldn't let go. So, yeah.
Well, I guess that would make me afraid of a snake.
Yeah, that's justifiable. My gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
I would
do
if a penguin bit my foot.
Oh, what am I
afraid
of?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what are you afraid of? What fear would you conquer?
What fear would I conquer? I have the worst time calling people. I know that sounds horrible, but I can't call people. Even if I know you, it's really bad. I get really nervous.
Well, what do you mean? What happened?
I can't. Oh. I don't know. I think it's the whole public speaking thing, or I don't know what it is, but I have a terrifying fear of calling people on the phone.
What happens when they call you?
if I don't know you, then I don't answer.
Wow. Like, you practice conversations before you talk to people?
Yes.
What if you're talking to a man?
I don't talk
to
men.
Is that right? You never talk to men. There you go.
Solution. Talk to him.
Do it. Talk to him.
You're fine when you talk to Greg. You're fine when you talk to Greg Vaughn.
Well, that's Greg Vaughn and Sebastian Roche are totally different people. But I have phone calls coming up with both of those men, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm terrified of it.
But
wow.
That's great, because you're going to be there for it, and you do the show, and that's hysterical.
I just giggle. I just giggle on the show. So that's okay. It's my defense mechanism is to giggle. So that's what I do.
Oh wow, we're talking. So good job.
Thank you.
So Desi, so wait, Desi, aren't you the woman that also has all the people sit on your lap?
Yes.
So you're fine with people sitting on your lap.
You're famous, Desi.
You're fine with butts on your lap, but you can't talk on the phone.
Exactly. What are you talking about? I had everybody ask them to sit in my lap. You asked.
Wow.
Wow.
You asked, right?
That's a unique one. That's a good one.
Well,
yeah,
I think mine's a little bit more normal. I've never been scared of dogs before, but back in 1993, my best friend's dog attacked me and nearly killed me.
What kind
of
dog?
It was a chow.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I knew the dog. I mean, I was around the dog since it was a puppy, and at the time, the dog was about 2 years old, and I was walking past the kitchen, and he just decided to look at my nice chunky calf and thought it was a steak and took a bite out of it and would not let go. And he went up from the leg up to my arm until he went to my neck. And a neighbor heard me screaming and came in and punched it in the nose and dragged me out into the hallway. And the next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital. And they ended up having to blow the dog's head off.
Oh, wow.
It went after the neighbor, it went after the cop. They couldn't contain it. So they said it may have been an inbred dog, whatever, but after that day, you couldn't put me next to a dog if you paid me to.
That makes sense.
Wow.
That's
conquered it since then. I won't go near a chow. You'll never catch me near a chow. But I can go around dogs now, but it took me a really long time to do
it.
And I think it was my son that actually, because my son was 2 at the time, and he was there, and to get him over his fear of it now from seeing me get attacked, I had to push myself and go forward and start being nice to dogs so he wouldn't be scared of them. And it all worked out, but you'll never catch me near a chow. I'll go near any other dog except for that one.
Well,
wow. That makes sense, though. You know, that's a horrible experience.
Yeah, I got the scars to prove it, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad
you must look
okay.
At dogs and think they're all Cujo. Yeah, I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, yeah, right? No, that was in my young days, and I could fight back. and thank God for those neighbors, boy. Chows are mean dogs. And I don't, you know, I see people with them, and I certainly walk the other way. And, you know, I freeze up. I freeze up when I see a chow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary.
Yeah. I mean, how brave are you, though, to conquer that?
Well, yeah, you have to when you have kids, you know, because you don't want them to be afraid of the same things that you're afraid of. You know, I try and teach both of my kids not to be afraid of anything, especially since we live in Florida. I mean, they see snakes, they see lizards, they see frogs, they see fish, they see all the stuff that just, like, kind of crawls. Jennifer, you would have a heart attack. Today in my mother's house, I was having a barbecue with my brother and my sister-in-law, and as we were walking towards the back by the pool, this nice
little black racer snake slid across
the
pathway. And the kids were like, oh, look, and they went to go pick it up. And, you know, I mean, because we teach them what to touch and what not to touch. So you have to kind of be that fearless kind of person when you have kids, you know. You don't want them to be afraid of things, so you have to kind of not be afraid of them.
Well, right. We don't have very many snakes in New York, so.
Well, yeah, you do, just not those kind.
Yeah, not those, not that kind, yeah.
Yeah, she can handle the other kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I handled them for many, many years, so I can totally understand that. All right, well, let's get into the telephone lines here as they are starting to pile up. Girls, you ready to take calls?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
We have special caller number six.
Caller number six. Okay, let's bring on area code 623. You're on the phone with your favorite girl from GH. And if you get on unmute, we'd
There we go.
Did you unmute me?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yay, and I'm special. So I get to be number one.
Yes.
That's right.
They always are.
I know. Hi, girl.
Hi.
Hi. Do you even know who it is?
Is this Michelle now,
maybe?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Hi.
Hi. Michelle?
It's yes. Michelle.
It is Michelle, right?
It is
Nikki.
But it's Nikki, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I know, but I have to go by Michi because there's two Michelles involved here. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, girl. And I don't know what to ask. And Jen's like, call in. Like, damn.
So you just called to say
anxiety.
Hi.
Yes, I did. And I'm so proud of you for going to see the Penguins tomorrow.
Thank you. I've been having a lot of anxiety about it.
I would, too, if I was scared of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why in the world they would allow people to touch penguins. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Manai, I was telling you, you got to stay in the moment because you got to reframe it in your head.
I know. I'm going to. We have a long drive.
Do you have the video camera, Kent?
Yes, we have a long. We're driving to San Diego. We've got the video camera. I'm excited because it's SeaWorld and it's not scary for me. But oh, it's going to be fun.
Which one of you is driving?
I'm driving.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to watch Shamu to calm my nerves.
Go see Shamu for me.
Yeah.
Woo!
Favorite animal.
Some of the dolphins.
Should we tell them what we did today? Not that it means anything.
Yeah.
What did you do today?
All right. So, you know... We forced ourselves to do something else today, but it's not a firm commitment because we can always change our minds, and that's what I tell myself, so I won't completely crack up. But we made a reservation to go skydiving.
Oh, my God.
But like I said, if I get there and I just can't do it, I just can't do it, you know? So,
dude, I just have the chills thinking about that. No.
I know. No, we had, like, a hysterical fit while we were on the phone ordering this. We were freaking out.
Yeah.
Now, do you know anybody that's ever done it before?
Yes.
Yes.
Kiko's done it, who I worked with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said it was amazing. I also have seen a video of another friend of mine. Everyone I know who's ever done it says it's exhilarating, life-changing. I haven't heard one bad review. But I'm afraid of heights. I don't like to fly in planes. Whenever I would think of skydiving my entire life, it would be followed with, hell no, you know? Like, that was nothing I ever, ever thought I wanted to do until, and I still don't want to do it, if I'm being really quite honest. But I think I'm willing to be brave and see what happens and, oh, I don't know. I just signed up. I figured that's the step I would stay on. I'm not there yet. I just had to sign up, and that's all I know for now. Right?
So now, is this something that you're doing
it.
Because it's a fear or because it's just something that you do want to do?
It's my greatest fear ever. If I had to think of number one, this would be it.
It.
So
So if I can do my number one most terrifying thing, wow, how liberating would that be? But this is
absolutely.
Like...
absolutely.
I think I'm out of my mind. I told my boyfriend, he's like, he doesn't even know what got into me. I don't know what got into me. I don't even know. I can't even really think about it or talk about it, but I signed up.
See, I admire you guys for facing your fears. You know my fears, and I'm not facing any of them. So, y'all can keep the clown.
Come on, Mishy. We'll do a whole thing at Thank a Weekend. Mishy faces her fears.
You guys can keep the clowns, and Desmond can keep her creepy demon doll.
I'm bringing clowns.
Desiree has this doll in her room.
I do.
And it looks like Chucky.
It does not.
Oh, no. And it stared at me all night long. And they're like, what? Like the doll's creepy.
And then my SpongeBob laundry basket.
Yeah,
my
SpongeBob.
You should have turned him around so his back was towards you. But then his head might have turned around like the Exorcist.
Screaming out the door. I did turn SpongeBob around.
He did turn SpongeBob around.
I told him I'm laying there, and I just kept feeling I was being stared at. And I looked
over,
and SpongeBob's just staring at me.
Have you ever seen those crazy dolls on eBay, and they really sell them? That, I mean, maybe they're a fake claim, but they supposedly have the spirits trapped in them. And have you seen those things?
No.
I know. I know somebody who had one.
You do?
Yeah.
What'd they say about it?
Well, it was a Chinese doll, and it was in the family for a long time, and they believed that the spirit of her dead child was in it, and it would cry like tears. So.
Oh, good grief.
How's that for you, Mishy?
Wow.
So, Mishy, the next time you go over Desiree's house, you're going to look for that doll.
It's not at my house.
I know, but I'm just saying that, Mishy. Now she's going to wonder about all your dolls in your house now.
Oh, my gosh. They're all going to have backstories to them.
Oh, great. Mishy's never coming to my house again.
Damn dolls, Desiree.
Mishy, you appreciate this.
I've had weeks now over that Strangers movie. I don't need to think about dolls on top of it.
Mm-mm. I want to see that. Mitzi, I have a Yoda, a little plastic Yoda that sits on top of my TV.
Uh-huh.
And Christian, my boyfriend, he brought in a Darth Vader little plastic doll, and it is the most fascinating thing. I know I sound psycho, but they watch each other. Like, you know, I'll leave them in one position, and I swear I come back, and they're in a different position, and they're, like, completely staring each other down.
Oh my gosh.
See?
She's
never going to talk to any of us again. Now she's just terrified.
Did she take it back our Girls Night Out tickets? We're not going to.
They aren't allowed to come in and sit there anymore. No.
Oh, my gosh. Kent, Manai, do you guys believe in, like, mediums and stuff like that?
Okay. Yes and no. Like, over the course of my life, let's say, I've been to psychics, and psychics that worked for other people, like, that were just amazing reads, they didn't work on me.
Okay.
So, I had a friend who recommended we go to this one medium, and I went very skeptical and used to not being read, but he's pretty famous, and it was just like a party of six.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of trippy because he said some things to my boyfriend that were freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Like one, he was kind of saying something like, it's a long story to go into, but he called out a specific name, like Poncho, who's an uncle of his. He started asking questions about, do you live in a house with a pool next to it, and describing this house that he was about to move into with his roommate. And then he said, is there a Julie around you? And, well, anyway, Julie says to say hi to Brad. We had no idea what that meant at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night we went by the house that he was moving into, went and met with his, you know, roommate Brad, and told him about the medium and what the medium said, and then Brad goes pale because his mother's name was Julie, and she had passed away several years prior, and he specifically said, Brad, tell Julie hi. I mean, and we were being hard asses. Like, we didn't give him any kind of hints or clues to go off of. So after that, it kind of, like, made me think, oh, there's something to it. Although, they still got no read on me, because all we did was turn to me and say, I see a banana cream pie. And I said, I like to eat those. And that was all they said to me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, my favorite is John Edwards. And I'm actually working with someone now to try and get a medium to come on the show and do some readings.
I used to watch his show on television, right? He had a television show?
Yeah.
John Edwards, right?
Yeah, he did.
I get scared of the idea. You know, that was one of actually my fears that I put on the list, which is doing some sort of seance or bringing back the dead and speaking to them. Because I grew up seeing, I don't know what you would call them, I guess it would be called ghosts and beings. So, so I am actually have always been fearful of bringing, you know, talking to the dead because I used to see things. So I don't know what I believe in, but I know that I've had some pretty creepy experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is any ghosts that I've seen, they're always kids, which I find interesting. And I have this gift that I've never been wrong. If I could see a couple, what the husband and the wife looks like, and she's pregnant, I can always tell you how many kids you're going to have and what gender they're going to be. All kids related. Strange, right?
Awesome. It is, but it's fantastic strange.
And all I want to do is see a ghost. I'm so jealous of her that she has these unique abilities. And then we went on these tours, like, around Los Angeles of, like, famous haunted places and places that celebrities, like, lived and died. And I was just like, come on, Manai, bring in a ghost. But she was kind of dry that day. No luck.
No, I don't. If I can help it, I don't want to see anything. And Kent's the one that's like, hey, let's see them. Let's see them everywhere. Turns me crazy.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's take another caller here. We're going to go to area code.
Actually, before we take another caller, I actually want to wish Manai a happy belated birthday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you. I'm old enough to drink now. Thank you.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, you will definitely have to have some drinks at Fan Club Weekend now.
Yes, we will.
we're way ahead of that. We're planning that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, area code 312. You are on the phone with Kent and Manai.
Good evening, Joanne. How are you?
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I know you guys are having way too much fun tonight.
Well, we're bringing a guy in the mix to come and talk to these beautiful women, so go right ahead.
I want to say first hello to your fabulous co-hosts, Desi and Jen. That's the first time I got to hear your voices as well.
Oh, hi!
And every time I call on the show, it's always Joanne hosting. You know what I mean? Pretty cool. Hey, Kent. Hey, Manai. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Great.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You guys, like I said, we're having way too much fun tonight. First of all, Kent, I want to first say to you, knowing you not a long time, I've followed your career for a while. Not only I've known you from this show, but also Port Charles, the spinoff that you had prior to the other spinoff, Night Shift. And I also remember you from a show a long time ago you did in the late 80s, early 90s called Knots Landing.
Yeah.
And you played and you played Julie Williams, which was the daughter of Frank Williams, was played by the unfortunately the late Larry Riley.
Yes, yes.
Who since passed away.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks. So you've been with me for a while now.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just remember you from that time. Okay, but back to the present. You say that Looney hasn't gotten any much airtime lately. What would be the perfect storyline that you would like to have for your character?
I haven't necessarily crafted the perfect storyline, but there's just sort of aspects of me that I'd love to be able to play. I mean, I wanted a great romance on that show. And my sort of romances have started but not quite gotten off the ground. So I'd love a chance to explore that. And, you know, I think that's it. You know, I would love to be paired with somebody and just kind of let that go. I don't know who. I'm questioning who could you guys see Lainey with?
Well, I thought I had a chance to see him with Stan, but unfortunately he got killed off. So that would have been pretty cool, you know.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah. As of right now, I don't know. I don't even know what she wants to be paired with. There's not many eligible men left in Port Charles, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, everybody's in with everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Abe and I, first of all,
I want to talk.
I love Kelly. She is such a funny girl. She's a funny gal. The doctor is funny, and I love the scene. And I love the scene that you and Kent, along with some of the actors, do the Katila shot, slamming shot, girls' night out thing. Yeah, you know, yeah, people drinking, and then you end up cutting curse words, and then with nurses on tables. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. It's so laughing. I'd be on the floor laughing with that.
Yeah, we have such a good time doing those scenes because we don't have to act. You know, we're all so close and love each other, so it's really just having a good time. Too bad the drinks aren't real.
Yeah, but it seems real, but you sell it.
Thank you.
Okay, but now my question for you is, now that Jason Cook has joined the cast of GH, can we see possibly Kelly Poverty going after the new doc?
You know, I don't know. You know, she certainly has a tendency of going for what the new, you know, for all the men in Port Charles. So that might be interesting. I'm sure, you know, if he's a good-looking man and has his equipment, then I'm sure she will eventually.
His equipment?
She don't have a fear.
radio. I want to be careful.
Well, that's one thing she doesn't have a fear about is going after doctors.
Right.
Hey, Cody, now that you asked me that, I was thinking, I sure wish they had done more with Cody and Lainey.
Yeah.
God, yeah, that would be my wish, to do some more with that, because that was fun.
Yes, that was. That was definitely fun. Now you also talk about fears, conquering fears. I'll tell you, none of you, I can tell you my fears. I have two fears in the world. Now, I know you will probably laugh when I'll say this. My two biggest fears are thunderstorms and fireworks. I just can't stand either one of them. You know why?
Really?
Because a thunderstorm, the reason why I'm afraid of thunderstorms is because back when I was a child, when I was in grammar school, I had to walk home during a severe thunderstorm with all the hail and all the rain and the hail around me. And I thought the lightning was going to hit me and all things. And
I did make it home
because my sister had to walk me home. But every time I see a thunderstorm, every time I see dark clouds, I just race to the house, you know.
Hmm.
I'm just afraid of them. Go ahead.
You hear these random stories on the news about, like, people literally getting hit by, like, thunder or lightning.
It's true.
It's crazy.
Florida is the lightning capital of the world. We have more lightning strikes on people here than anywhere else. Do they survive?
Wow.
It starts in June.
I believe it, Joanne. I definitely believe it.
You guys have thunder and lightning storms like almost like every 5-10 minutes, you know, during hurricane season.
We get severe thunderstorms and tornado season up here in the Midwest. You know, there'd be like, yeah, there'll be thunder and lightning, severe storms up in the air, and it's flooding rain, too. So, you know, we got everything. And now fireworks, basically, I can't be outside, you know, when people light firecrackers or like MAs and all those big firecrackers, I get scared. I can't even watch fireworks displays without being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tony, are you afraid of the sparklers? Does that scare you? You know, the ones where you write your name in the sky?
No, I haven't even touched those.
I could kind of relate a little bit because I don't really like being too close when they go off because I've seen accidents happen right in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
And
yes, that's what I'm talking about.
So what are you doing? 4th of July then, Tony?
What?
What do you do on 4th of July? So what do you do on 4th of July? Do you just do the barbecue part?
Yes, I just do the barbecue part with my family, and then I come home and I just watch the fireworks from my house.
Oh, you watch it, I see. Inside
because
your
I'm
house.
Because I'm inside. I'm not outside.
From a safe distance.
And plus, we also have fireworks on the third of July because we have a festival, a food festival called the Taste of Chicago here, and they usually have fireworks on July 3rd.
Oh, you live in Chicago? Yes, I lived out in Chicago for a year.
Really?
It was a great. Yeah, I was doing Miss Saigon out there.
Oh, you did.
And,
you did.
It was a great city, great city, and they do parades and everything for every single holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that about Chicago.
We do parades and we do festivals too. Yes.
Yep.
Taste of Chicago is one
of
the biggest festivals during the summer, the biggest one, the 10-day festival, food, music, everything.
It's crazy. I lived on South Dearborn and Congress, and I swear every week there was something going on, whether it be a parade or a festival or something.
So, that's Congress and Dearborn. That's right near Harold Washington Library, that's right? Yeah, that's where the Harold Washington
right
Library is.
Yes, right next to the theater. Yes.
Yeah, not far from there. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, those are great fears. Are you going to try and conquer them?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best this year to try to fear.
Okay.
I have to be able to do both. There's no way in the world I could do both. I mean, I could try to get do one, you know?
Okay, one, for sure.
Do one at least, Tony. Do one at least, okay?
No problem.
We'll be keeping tabs on you. All right, buddy, we got to get going here and get some other people on the phone. Thank you so much for calling in, Tony.
It's my pleasure, ladies, and all you have a pleasant night. And see you tomorrow night for the other two shows. Okay.
Yes, 8 o'clock. Don't forget. Okay.
I won't forget.
All right. Bye, Tony.
Bye-bye.
All right. I was told that we have a special person on this line here. Mishy, you have someone special on the phone with you?
I do because her phone was dead, so I'm conferencing her in.
Okay,
oh my God.
Let me out.
What's
so,
up?
Crash, it's all you.
Hi.
Who is this? Who is this?
Crash.
Oh, hi, Crash.
Oh, hi.
I would say I'm afraid of Jose Cuervo.
Has he not been so nice to you some days?
Sometimes. I heard Kent's a fan though.
I'm a fan, so I'm wondering if you will face that fear on July 10th.
I'll bring you a bottle.
Oh my God.
Good, I'll help you conquer that fear.
I heard that rumor.
Scary.
Yeah.
It'll be a scary night.
I know. I keep telling Misty, I'm like, please, like, just keep me grounded, like, you know.
Right.
No,
yeah, I'm going to make sure to eat a full meal before our event.
Make sure I eat a full
meal.
Good
idea. Yeah, otherwise, naked on tables.
I know. And I will be saying, Kent, get off the table. I do like to dance on it. I mean, really, we just don't need that moment. So help me.
Yes, please. Control. Yes, please help us.
Crash is one of the girls,
Kent. Wait, what was that?
What's that?
Crash is one of the girls, Kent, on the message board that asked if you liked Jose.
I remember that question.
That was me, yes. That was me.
You remember that question.
Hi, Crash.
I know.
Sorry.
It's true, Manai. When I drink a little, I swear, I just get so happy, and I just... Do you ever just want to come out your clothes?
Maybe I can't have any Jose.
What?
Maybe Kent shouldn't have any Jose.
No, I'll keep it together, but maybe I'm sharing too much, but I swear I just get so happy, and I do get that impulse. I'm just like, woo, I just want to have fun.
Yes.
And so I spend the whole time squashing that impulse because I've got my head about me, but it's like that instinct comes up.
Kent, I do have to say you were very happy at Super Soap Weekend. I got to see you at the bar.
Yes, we were
you
there.
Did you guys hear about Kent?
To me,
we've
never met before that, and you would have thought that I've known you for the last 5 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you already know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
I do. Everybody's like, you know her? I'm like, I've never met her in my life.
Well,
yes,
I heard that Kent was caught freaking a senior citizen.
Really? I didn't get to see that.
Man,
oh, that's funny.
No, for real, it happened. There's pictures, which I have to get, but this guy, I swear he's an octogenarian. He grabbed me, and he was taking me down on the dance floor. Like, he was, like, taking me low.
That was the piano bar.
Yeah, the piano bar.
Yeah,
he was taking me low. He was taking me high. His wife was on the side screaming, "He's going to have a heart attack."
He was having a good time.
I was like, oh, what's going on? But, yeah, it was fun. So, yeah.
That was fun. Well, I'm bringing a whole bottle, so be ready.
I'm ready.
I don't really get the urge to take off my clothes when I drink, but I do get the urge to do really high kicks.
Oh.
Yeah, don't be wearing a shirt.
I don't know why. Like, really high kicks and then keep kicking.
Okay, then I'll stay out of your way so you don't kick me.
Yeah, I know.
Like jab kicks, right?
No, not fan kicks, just like high kicks. You know, like as if I'm a can-can girl or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
I can
God.
See you
I
on a ShopRite commercial.
Right?
So I guess I should be careful not to wear a dress that night. I'll wear pants or something.
No,
yeah, that would be a
can.
Good idea.
Michelle, I thought we were doing a can-can outfit.
No short skirt and clean underwear.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please. Hello.
So you,
hello.
So you don't have a roller coaster experience.
So you're Britney?
Right. I don't have a Britney or Lindsay Lohan experience, if you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah, we
yeah,
don't want to
go
that route.
No, no, no.
Don't want to go that route. All right.
No, I would laugh.
All right, we have to bring on another caller here. She's a regular. Her name is Maggie. She calls into all of our shows, and it's getting late for her, so we're going to put her on the phone with you guys.
Okay.
Maggie, you're on the phone with Kent and Minai.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
I rob you on Jennifer Hasbro. I rob
oh,
you.
Oh, thank you.
You guys stole Bunny. You guys
yeah.
stole Bunny.
Thank you.
No, what time are you? What time are you get up in the mornings for work?
For work?
Yeah,
it really varies. Sometimes it's very early, like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and then other times you don't have to get to work until like 2 in the afternoon. So it really depends on the day.
Yeah, if I work, if I do sleeping in my room. In at 2 o'clock, I will be sleeping.
You be sleeping?
You're asleep?
Yeah.
You know what's nice is on those very special days, Minai and I live like literally 5 minutes away from each other. No, not even five, like two.
Not even that.
So some
like a minute or two.
I know. So it's
wow.
nice when we can carpool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, bye. I'm
okay,
not
okay,
Maggie.
Bye.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
Good night, Maggie.
Bye.
Okay. All right, that's Maggie. Oh, let's see here. We have some people in the chat room. Sasson fan. Kelly is the sexiest girl on General Hospital.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See that?
That's a very nice compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Kent and I. I don't know. You know, when I look at Kent, I see little sexy kitten.
And when I look at you, I see sexy woman. You know, you guys, we are such nerds. Like, oh my God, Mitzi gave us some buttons that have pictures of both of us on it. And sometimes we wear them. Like at work.
In public.
In public. You could see us at work. We're just like, sometimes I like to go down the hall and I cry out, Minai, just looking for her.
So true.
Well, yeah. That's great to hear that you guys bond like that and you're just so close. That's
looked really good.
I think Desi should start wearing pins of each other.
We should make pins of each other too.
We should.
Okay.
We'll start wearing
them. Yeah. Those are great. I love
them. He inspired us.
Yeah.
Michelle said that those pins were Mary's masterpiece.
Oh.
Hey, Mary.
Yay, Mary.
Well, Mary makes all the graphics, all the pins, and so she's great.
She is.
Thank you, Mary.
Love you, Mary. Woo!
It's so funny. I am such a fan of Minai's. Sometimes I go, my boyfriend must think I'm crazy because I go around, I wear this pin. And then for Christmas, Minai gave me a picture of me and Minai. And then for the longest, it was the only picture on my mantle. And I was like, I wonder if my boyfriend's offended. Like, maybe I should put some other pictures up. So whoever said that she's the hottest woman on GH, they got it right. She's great.
Oh, you're crazy. That's very sweet. Because
you know
how when people say that, we're like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yous are both beautiful. So there's no comparison. Yous are both gorgeous, and that's that. So I'll settle it.
Thanks.
It's done.
Hey.
Yous are both gorgeous. Now stop fighting. I'm only kidding.
So and the referee. Conan.
Now, what I want to know, as Dr. Kelly Lee, the resident nympho, who would you want to do on General Hospital that you haven't done?
Oh, you know, let me think about that. Oh, you know, it depends on the mood, right? If
mm-hmm.
Kelly's wanting some, like, young little booty, I would say, what's his name? He's right now Lulu's girlfriend.
Boyfriend.
Johnny Zakara.
Johnny Zakara might be a nice one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then if Kelly is kind of like into like something dangerous, I would say like Sonny because he's a dangerous man and he's got
so
a...
So Johnny Zakara.
Yes.
Johnny Zakara is just as dangerous. They hate each other.
Hey, how about both of them?
Young danger and older danger. Oh.
See?
Yeah, older danger, younger danger. But you know who I might find interesting? I think Kelly would find interesting in bed might be Spinelli.
You know what? That's what they're saying. Okay, let me just read this to you off the chat board. They're saying that Kelly needs to give Spinelli woman advice, and Lainey needs to find out what happened in his childhood. So really, Kelly needs to take advantage of the fact that he probably is a virgin. I mean, I'm assuming so, because we've never seen him with anybody before. And then he's going to feel so distraught when he finds out that you're a nympho, or that Kelly's a nympho, and he ain't going to know what to do to himself, and he's going to have to go talk to Lainey.
That's right.
And then maybe I can abuse she can abuse her position and play the naughty psychiatrist.
That's right. And then he'll be really screwed up. Holy cow. This poor kid.
We should write the show.
I'm telling you.
I think that would be a great episode.
Yeah, it would. That, even if it was one of those fantasy episodes, especially since, Bradford is doing all this exploring on Watt and Maxie, and
oh
this one's show, giving them female advice. And oh, absolutely.
Oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would.
With all the different personalities on that show, oh my gosh, he would be so overwhelmed.
I know.
Well, I don't argue in any getting Bradford on in any scene. So.
Yeah, she loves Bradford.
Yeah, oh,
I
do.
I think Bradford lost his virginity on Night Shift.
Yeah.
Right.
I still think he's very, very green. You know, like I think he would. I think he would do well with dressing him up as like a bear or something. And he could come
bear.
Out
and
what?
Because I'm trying to
work on his manliness. You can't bring in furries. And what do they call them, furries? Don't.
Bestiality.
Too much for daytime. Bestiality. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
God.
Okay.
No. I'm not.
No, it was bear. Why would you dress him up as a bear?
I'm working on his manliness.
And dress him up as a bear?
That's
yeah,
going to make it fancy?
He would come out. Like, and we'd put him out in the forest, and he'd kind of just be going, rah, 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 all over the place.
I'm starting to get
scared of
your fantasies.
Wow. Maybe I need to have a fantasy expert come on the show and have you pull back.
Analyze.
Let's dissect those fantasies.
Oh my God.
That is too funny.
I see. I just logged on to your web chat, and I see that someone said that Maxie would love the bear.
Oh, absolutely. She probably would. Let them know that you're in. Yeah, I'll let them all know that you're in there, and watch how crazy these people are going to go. Okay. Watch. You're going to start saying, hi, Manai. So, and you know what? You're the second one to do this. We had Sonia Eddy on the show a couple weeks ago, and she also logged into the chat room. And once they found out she was in there, they went absolutely nuts.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm sure a lot of questions just went.
Yes. Oh, Lord, Michelle, she's in there. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go over here. We're going to take another caller. Area code 408, you're on the phone with Kent and Manai. Yes, 408.
That would be me. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary.
How's everybody doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. And Desi and Joanne, I can do your buttons for you.
Oh, you go ahead and do that.
All
definitely.
Right, Mary. She did my bag. It was awesome. I love my bag.
Mary's our resident button maker.
You sent me pictures and you got it, guys.
All right.
Mary, thank you for the buttons.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad you like. And yeah, you know,
I love them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
Love them.
In fact, I wore on Manai's birthday. I took her out to dinner and I wore my button.
Oh my God.
That is so cute. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we love it. Thank you so much. You have no idea.
And I, you know what? I think it's awesome that you guys are facing your fears. And I, from experience, skydiving is awesome. So definitely go do it.
You did.
Really?
It is
really
awesome. It is
Mary?
So amazing. It is so cool. Once you get out the plane and you're floating to the ground, it's amazing. It's just.
Wait, this is my question. Is it a floating? Is it really a floating, or is it like a falling feeling?
No,
you don't
feel like you're falling at all. Even when the parachute is not up yet, there is so much wind rushing against you. You just feel like you're flying. You do not feel like you're falling at all.
Really?
You don't. Really don't. You
okay,
really
well, Mary,
don't.
The minute, like, okay, right before you jumped, how did you get yourself out that plane? Like, when you see the ground and...
You're attached to a person. You are attached to a instructor. And you are in front of this instructor. And you get to that door, and they're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, go. You don't really have a say in when you go out that door.
Really?
I mean, the only time is if you got to get to the door. But once you're at that door, you know, it's not that, it's quick. You're just 1, 2, 3,
okay,
go.
Okay, but Mary, what about when you look down and all you see is, like, little trees and clouds? That just, to me, seems so insane.
But the feeling is so amazing, just floating down. It is so cool. And I went right as the sun was setting. And if you want me to be truthful, I went with my best friend. She said, I'm going to put my money where your mouth is, because I said, oh, that would be fun. And she's like, all right, happy birthday, let's go. And so we went, and we were the last ones to go. And the sun was setting, and I ended up with this guy, and she ended up with this girl who happened to be married but getting a divorce. So we each heard these stories as we were going down to the ground. But it was just the most amazing feeling. Even when you first jump out and the parachute is not up yet, you don't feel like you're falling. You just feel like you're flying. And you have the instructor, you have that instructor there to make sure that the chute gets pulled. So,
and there is, I know that there's a secondary one, right?
There is. There is a safety one. If you get down to a certain level, it'll automatically go. And
oh, really?
So, and you tell them, yeah, there's like a gauge thing on there that once you get to a certain level, it'll automatically pull it.
That's great.
So, I mean, and you'll get an instructor, and or, I mean, the person that's attached to you, you talk to them and you tell them that you're, you know, you've got these fears, and they won't do any tricks or anything. They'll be really mellow with you, and it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Were you scared to do it when you went?
I was scared right when I was at the door.
Oh, but you were pretty ready to do it. Huh. Okay.
But, see, I don't have a fear of heights either, and I love to fly.
Oh.
It means I can go somewhere.
Oh, well, that's different.
I will give you that. It is different for you. I do understand that. But the feeling just, I mean, I would do it again in a heartbeat, and I did it 15 years ago. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was just
really
an amazing feeling.
Well, the thing that I cling to, I'm excited that it doesn't feel like falling. That's my main concern.
Not at all.
So.
It does.
Well, is that in the
chute like
opening?
Chute will open.
Yeah, and then going up in that little airplane, ooh. Oh, just
that
everything about it.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not
awesome.
Kidding you. I'm thinking of wearing, like, diapers or something.
You're
going to be like that astronaut.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, I went on this ride called Free Fall, which is, I believe, at Knott's Berry Farm, and all it is it goes out and it just drops, right? And I went on as a child, and that was fine, but when I went as an adult, I literally, when I landed, my legs were shaking, and I wasn't sure if I peed my panties.
Oh,
can you imagine jumping off an airplane?
No, I'm good.
Oh. Oh.
You know what? Do what you got to do. Buy those Depends and then go.
I might.
Thanks for those words of wisdom, Mary.
Mary.
Wear your Depends and jump.
That's it.
Yeah. Do it. Absolutely.
You can back. Worry about the diaper when you hit the ground.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like it would be fun. I would be scared too, Kent, because I'm afraid of heights. So I don't think that's something that I would be prepared to do. I don't even like going on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, I don't. No, no. You know what's funny is that I took my kids to Disney last Christmas, and I'm single, so it was just me and the kids. And I have two boys that aren't afraid to get on any of these things. And they made me go on something as simple as, like, the Tower of Terror. And my 15-year-old is such a friggin' scotch that he made me sit in the front row, and I got my 7-year-old also in between us, and he's screaming at me the whole way, look at that, look at that. I swear to you, I punched the living daylights out of him the entire ride because he scared me to death. And when we got off that ride, people were like, did you see that woman beating her kid? I was like, oh, my God, just get me off of here now, because I really went postal on him. And I wouldn't do it again. Use it on your own for the rest of it with roller coasters, because I won't do it again. Well, it's funny because I'm afraid of flying, and I think it really is about control.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what they say. And oddly enough, I got myself in this situation where I had gotten a gift bag, and in it there was a certificate that said that whoever, like, the first 30 people to call in could win a tour in a Cirrus aircraft. And in my mind, I made up a story that it was a fighter jet because I thought fighter jets are safe. And I wanted the adventure and to face my fear of flying. So I'm like, great, if I'm going to be in a fighter jet, that's safe. Well, I don't know what I was thinking, because when I called to book the tour, I found out it was like a regular propeller 4-seater plane.
Right.
Oh. And I actually did it. I got to fly a plane, and you're talking to somebody who, whenever I get on a plane, I take like anti-anxiety medicine just to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And it's weird how much easier it is when you can see what you're doing. So I really feel like there's something to that. It's about control, you know,
right,
being a control
for sure.
Degree.
Yeah, because I have no problem with flying. I can fly. But, I mean, I prefer to be asleep when I fly. You know, so
yeah.
I'll take something like that, or I'll take a couple Benadryl before I get on a plane
right,
and go to sleep.
Right.
And then, you know, because I normally don't fly anywhere but to New York and back. So, you know, 2.5 hours, I could sleep that 2.5 hours. And I wake up, I'm there, and when I, you know, same thing back. But, you know, roller coasters and stuff like that, I
can't
awake when I fly, just because I just
fall asleep all the time.
No, well, I fall asleep in the car, I fall asleep in the plane. But you know what it is? I get bored. I can't be just one place for like just sitting there for like long periods of time. So I'm just like so bored. I'm so asleep.
Yeah. Not me, man. I try to sleep on a plane and then it'll jerk. And then I think we're going to die. So then the whole ride,
right.
I see water.
That doesn't bother me.
I think we're going to crash.
That doesn't bother me at all.
So I can't be over. I don't like bodies of water flying over because I think we're going to crash. And you won't get your flotation device off your freaking seat before you crash and die. So
I'm all right.
Shh. Mr. Reyes. Desi, I got to fly to you. Desi, I got to fly to you in like 16 days.
I love
you know,
it.
You know what they should do?
What?
They should have a room, like a little small area for people that don't like to sit the whole time, and they should play like, like
yes, they should.
Like
I'm all for that. I'd be there the whole flight.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
That would mean. Because
I get antsy. I'm in the car, like, because Desi drives every place. So when I'm with her, I'm like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? She's like, I'm going to kill you, Dad.
Yeah. Or she falls asleep, so I have nobody to talk to in the car.
Oh, no.
Until you hit me.
My drug of choice. Whenever I'm on a road trip, and I'm not driving, or on a plane, I'll be happy with that. I learned that trick.
Yeah, I have to drive. I get motion sickness really bad, so I have to be in control of the car.
Oh, yeah, I can't drive with nobody. I won't let nobody else drive. Like, when Linda and I drive up to Orlando or Georgia or whatever, no, I drive.
Wow.
Linda doesn't drive. You know, if I get really tired, then she'll drive, but I pretty much do all the driving, too. It is a control thing.
Kent has found her way into the chat room?
Yes, I see
yeah,
that.
Kent
is in the chat room.
It took me a minute to figure it out. I'm a little slow, but I'm there.
That's okay. All right. Before we get to some callers, I have a question that I ask all the guests, so I'm going to take these one at a time. The question will apply to both of you, but you will have different people involved. So let's start with Kent. There's an animated soap that's being written, and you are the lead in this animated soap, okay? And it's being cast. By members, the cast will be members from General Hospital, which I'll give you in a minute, but you will be in charge of assigning current or past cartoon characters to each one of these cast members that I give you based on their personalities. Okay? And you have to include...
I give them cartoon characters?
Yeah, it's an animated soap, and it's going to be based on cartoon characters. Okay, so I'm going to give you four people, including your four people plus yourself. You have to assign everyone a cartoon character based on their personalities. Okay.
Oh.
So let's start with you. Okay.
You don't want to start with Manai?
No, I'm starting with you. Don't chicken out.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if it'll make it easier for you, Manai is one of your cast members. So who would you, what cartoon character would you assign Manai to be in the soap opera? Current, past, Disney character, any type of cartoon?
Oh, my God, a real-life cartoon, character for Manai?
Mm-hmm.
This is hard.
Oh, this is hard, you guys.
Oh, come on, everybody does it. Let's go.
Oh, my brain just shriveled. It did. It went. A cartoon. What talks fast and is really hot? Oh no. We have to play this game together, Manai. That's why we do interviews together. So when one dries up, the other one can step in.
Okay. Well,
How, okay, you want somebody, okay, all right. Think about Minai for a second, okay? Let's
okay.
move on
all
to
right.
one of your other cast members. Let's do Graham Shields. Who, what cartoon character would you assign Graham Shields?
Are you asking
you know,
both of us or just Kent?
You know, can I tell you the honest thing that came to mind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't there, okay, see now I'm thinking comic book. I don't know if this is necessarily.
That's fine. That's fine. Whatever, whichever one you pick.
Minai will get this. You know, isn't there who's that? It's a character where he's invisible. Is it not Darkman? Was he invisible?
The Fantastic Four? Wasn't there who was the...
No, it was the girl
invisible.
Who was invisible in Fantastic Four.
Okay,
but
right.
I feel like there was a series, maybe, I don't know if it's called Darkman or something else, but somebody, or Invisible Man, I don't know if there was an Invisible
the
Man.
Shadow, they're saying
Billy says
the
shadow.
In the chat room. Yeah.
Because Graham is so, like, mysterious. He is a yummy person.
Yeah.
Like, you always feel like he's slightly just out of grasp, but, like, the sweetest, like, honestly, like, one of the sweetest, most considerate, nicest guys. But just, like, you're always like, what's going on with Graham? And then when you crack him open, you get the funniest, greatest stories. And, I mean, he's so juicy. But, and then you feel like, you're just kind of grasping for him again. He's very mysterious. So that's what comes to mind when I think of him.
Okay. Now, what about Kiko?
Minai, help me with this, because characters are, you know, it's, I know what I think of when I think of Kiko, but attributing it to, like, a particular, like, character is the hard part.
That's a hard one. Kiko.
Kiko.
I don't know
Kiko
enough on that one.
Music and nature and energy. You guys, this game is stumping me. I feel lame.
Michelle said I could see Kiko as Iceman because of the eyes.
Yeah, but I want something but something warm and like
yeah.
Something just warm and fiery and nature. I mean, Kiko's got a lot of soul. He's warmer than that to me.
Yoda.
You know? I don't know.
Yoda.
Yoda. Michelle, he can say he's Yoda.
Yoda.
All right.
I'm Yoda. I'm Yoda.
Well, who would you cast for yourself, Kent? Who? What cartoon character would you assign yourself?
What cartoon? Catwoman.
Okay, that's a good one.
Good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
a good one.
Yeah.
Now, you still have to think of one for Minai. You're not getting off the hook without giving her a
cartoon
character.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to move on to Minai, so you think about it. And now, Minai,
okay.
It's your turn. Everything still applies, and I'm going to give you different people, though, besides Kent. Kent is going to be one of your people. So you have to pick somebody that you would assign for yourself, Kimberly, Jason, and Becky.
Oh, my goodness.
Have fun with that, Minai.
Okay, let's go one at a time. Let's go one at a time.
Okay.
You. Kimberly, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, Kimberly. I would have her be... Oh, this is tough. These are tough ones. Give me a second.
I know.
Right?
Are you looking at people on the internet?
No, I should.
I'm cheating. I'm like, okay, superhero characters. I will answer this question.
She's a tough one because she has different sides to her, you know? Like, she's kind of earthy, but she's smart, and then she's spunky. You know, I would make her, like, I would do her as, like, maybe a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Okay.
The Donatello. Specifically.
Okay. Donatello for Kimberly. What about Jason?
Jason.
I would... Okay, hold on. Jason is obviously beautiful and sweet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
And loves kids, right?
Okay.
I would say he's, oh, okay, I know. He is, who's the guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks, the guy that is, you know, he lets
Steve?
Them stay at his house?
Dave.
It's Dave without the glasses that has been through a makeover.
Dave Seville. Okay.
But Dave
All right,
Seville,
Dave,
after,
Dave Seville.
After he's been through a makeover.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So let's go
our
to...
ideas.
Huh?
They seem disappointed in our answers, and I...
No, yeah. Not at all. It's just... The whole purpose of the question is to see what you... See what these other people's personalities are in your eyes, and you see him as Dave Seville. So that's a cool thing. That's there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. If you hear pauses between us, it's so we don't sound like the women on The View, where we're chatting all over each other. We try to give each other a few minutes in between, you know, so nobody's talking on top of each other.
Okay.
Ah, that's all.
I'm still researching characters on the internet.
All right, you go right ahead, sweetheart. Because now we're going to move on, Manai, to Becky.
Oh, Becky, okay. Oh, Becky. I would say Becky is Hello Kitty, but with red high stilettos on.
Oh, she's got them CMFPs on, okay.
With, yeah, red high stilettos on, Hello Kitty.
Okay. That's funny as hell right there. Okay, now what about Kent? Let's go.
Oh, she's a tough one. Kent. Oh, my goodness. It's so hard. I thought of someone for Kent, and it went away. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Oh, goodness. You know what? I would say this is not perfect. I was going to say Jessica Rabbit, but it's not perfect because she's a lot more wonderfully quirkier than that. Do you know what I mean? What's
yeah.
a Jessica Rabbit but with personality?
Oh,
Right?
Boop.
Tough.
Mm.
Kind of like Betty Boop had a lot of personality. I have nothing.
Yeah, she had personality, but a little more like that.
Well, we're seeing in the chat room that Kent should be the Pink Ranger.
You know what's funny
what do you
is
think,
somebody
Kent?
Gave me the Pink Ranger for my birthday once. I love that gift.
Oh, okay.
So that's,
oh, that's
good.
Nice.
Huh? What? And they think Manai is like Gem from Gem.
Gem from Gem and the Holograms. Yeah, or She-Ra.
She-Ra. Yeah.
She-Ra. That's. I can imagine Kent as She-Ra running with
yeah.
the animals. That's great. Do you know who She-Ra
oh,
is, Kent?
You're
yeah, I do.
Power.
That was Teen Man's girlfriend.
Oh, I like that one. I know who I am.
Who are
who
you?
Who are you?
I see myself as Bobby Hill.
Who?
Who?
Bobby Hill from King of the Hill.
Oh.
The son.
Oh.
Because he's so, you know, he's like, he's so sometimes not a perfect fit for the, you know, he's kind of awkward, but he's a
mm-hmm.
good guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's entertaining and sweet. I kind of see myself as Bobby Hill, except
all
a
right,
woman.
Well, all right.
Not wrong with that. Okay. Now what? Now, Kent, come on.
I see her as Bobby Hill.
Oh, you're so a cheater.
I can't
well,
I cheat. Me.
You
well, can help. Let me just. Can I just describe Minai then, and then maybe it'll. You guys can help me, or chat boards can help me. I mean.
Okay.
Okay. She's so yummy. She's fun because she's very smart and very she's got that twinkle in her eye, kind of sexy, you know. Like she doesn't even know how hot she is, but she's fun, and she's very playful. She's got a naughty twinkle, and
a nutty
she's playful. Naughty, not a nutty twinkle, a naughty twinkle.
Oh, a naughty twinkle.
A naughty twinkle, like
nutty.
No. and fierce. So I see fire. I don't know. It's so hard.
I know it's hard.
Well, we can do it kind of both ways with you guys and say you're kind of like a Jessica Rabbit with the strength and the power of the Pink Ranger or She-Ra, because I see you as a kick-ass kind of sexy girl. So we can just make Jessica Rabbit kick somebody's ass, and that'll be you.
Wow.
That'll be who? Kent or Minai?
Minai.
Both. That's both. Minai.
Well,
works.
Both of yous. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're both like the same kind of thing. So I can totally do that.
Maybe she played a role like this, and I don't know if that's what came to mind, but one of my favorite characters ever in film is Gogo from Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in my mind that's my alter ego on some days. I just want to let people have it. But, it's that play of sweet and badass and fun, and I think of, I don't know, that's what I think of Minai. So I'll take your description for her. So I can
All
put
right,
something
there
later.
We go.
I thought She-Ra was a great one for Kent.
Yeah.
I love She-Ra. Did you ever watch her show, Kent?
Yes. Well, I know we did. Did you, Kent? Are you old
is
enough
that,
to have to know what She-Ra is?
You never used to watch the show She-Ra on TV?
Were you
I
talking
did.
Animated or live action or live?
Animated.
Animated.
I don't think I did.
She was I only know her as the live girl, but I know they did a cartoon on her too.
Yeah, she was He-Man's sister.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really cool. Yeah, I remember a live show. I think.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Okay. Well, Jennifer has some questions for you that we're going to skate through.
Yes, I do a segment called Favorites, and there are 10 questions about your favorite things.
Okay.
So, your favorite color.
Who are you talking to?
Both of you.
Mine is purple. This is Minai.
Well, that's funny. I was going to say, I'm so glad you like purple, Minai. I wasn't sure.
She just got me. She got me a top that's purple. It's my favorite color.
And what about you?
Great. I like burgundies. So similar, but reddish. Yeah, I like burgundy kind of colors.
Okay, is that your favorite animal?
I am a big cat person all the way. Cats of various sizes, small and large.
Yes.
And in my dream world, that's my favorite, but in my dream world, I would be able to have a bat in my house and a meerkat. I would like both of those.
I love meerkats. Reminds me of Timon from The Lion King.
Aw, I love meerkats. They're adorable. And bats, but I don't know how to keep a bat.
Okay.
Now, are amphibians allowed or only animals?
Yeah.
Any
amphibians? I really love turtles, but that's just me. I also collect little turtles as well, so I have lots of turtles and hearts. I would say a turtle, or if it's an animal, I would say a deer, because they're really gentle, right, when they kind of walk around, and they look really gentle, but they're pretty fierce. Like, I heard they're really strong.
Yeah, they're very fast, too.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing to watch.
Okay. What about your favorite movie?
Go ahead, Kent.
No. Well, Mitzi knows this. I am Star Wars series all the way.
Matter of fact, she called you Princess Layla. That's who she referred to you as.
Princess Layla?
Yeah. I mean, I have a few, but I would have to say if that was, like, one thing I could take on an island, it'd have to be that.
Okay.
Mine is the movie Being There. Has anyone seen that movie with Peter Sellers?
I have not.
No.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful movie. It was one of his last movies that he did before he passed away. And it's one of those movies that is like, it gets you thinking, but there's comedy in it, but then it's sad. It's a really, really great movie. It's one of my favorites. You guys should rent it, Being There.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rent that.
Yes.
Yeah, Shirley MacLaine is in it. There's a few other actors.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about your favorite TV show?
Oh, mine is definitely Lucy. I Love Lucy and Twilight Zone.
Yay!
I'm sorry.
Love it. I've seen those episodes. Like, I've seen every single darn episode like 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can, I try to watch it every day if I can.
Yes. My kind of girl.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
How about yours, Kent?
How about mine? We talk about really bad reality TV a lot. We both, our TiVos are exploding with reality television.
Yep.
You know, I don't know about of all time, but I was really into this season. I was really into Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you guys watch that?
I didn't really watch it, but I heard some people, some reviews on it from friends that watched it, and they said it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really watch TV, so.
Well, that's good.
I
watch two shows.
Right?
I watch two shows. I watch General Hospital, and I watch American Idol, and now American Idol is over, so I only watch General Hospital.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I watch Supernatural and Ghost Hunters. I like those kind of shows, so.
Mm. Yeah, I like things like that, too.
Yeah, they're interesting.
What about your favorite actress and actor?
Oh. That's a toughie.
It is, right? Oh. Hmm, it kind of changes for me at different times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. It changes completely depending on, like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of somebody who, though, consistently, like, when I think about it, I'm like, oh, is pretty cool. I was a Jodie Foster fan for a really long time. And, Michelle Bell she just said George Clooney. She just is obsessed with him.
She says it all the time.
Ken, what about you? It's so hard to say.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Shirley MacLaine because I'm a huge fan of hers. I love her older ones like Natalie Wood. I think Kate Blanchett is great.
Kate Blanchett is amazing.
You know, I love what she does. Guys, Benicio's great.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah, he's great. I love Robert Downey Jr. too. Like, even he's having a
great
response, but he's just been so improvisational in his work, and I love gutsy actors.
Yeah, I love Robert Downey Jr. He's a good one.
Yeah, he is. I have to agree with that. All your answers, actually.
Those eyes, you know, he has those eyes. You're like, oh, let me just melt in your hands.
How about your favorite book?
You know, I have so many books that I love, but I guess if I had to pick... I love Leaves of Grass. Do you guys know the poet Walt Whitman?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyone know him? I love, oh, there's this book called May I Feel, Said He. Has anyone seen it? It's like a, it's sort of poetry, but it's based with Marc Chagall's paintings. I grew up with a lot of poetry and stuff, so I love those. And I love almanacs. Like, I can look through almanacs forever. Do you realize how much movie tickets used to be in the past? It's crazy.
Yes, it is. how much everything used to be in the past.
When you look, like, I bought for my father for Christmas last year, I bought an almanac from the year he was born, which was 1942.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait, was it 1938? It was around that area. And it's amazing what was going on during that time and how much things were and who was president, what was going on. I think it's amazing what you can find out through almanacs. So
yeah.
I have a lot of them, and I just look through them. Mm. How about you, Kent?
Well, even in my place, I'm a book lover. Like, it's a problem. I'm always reading a million things at once. But there was a book I read in high school, Grendel. Did anybody read that?
No.
Okay, it was based on the monster in Beowulf.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry.
And it was,
great.
I hope I didn't get that wrong. I think that's it. But it's a story told from the monster's point of view, which I thought was so interesting because a lot of it was about language and trying to communicate and being misunderstood and being perceived as the monster when there was something, other needs going on. And I don't know, that always stayed with me.
Yeah.
And how about your favorite vacation spot? Favorite vacation
spot. I have mine. You know, it's really weird. I've traveled a lot, actually. I was very fortunate. I traveled a lot when I was younger, and I went to this place called Galena, which is in Illinois, not that far from Chicago, but it's on the outskirts. And I don't know if it was who I was with or if it was just an accumulation of the experience, but I was with a girlfriend of mine, and we went to this cabin, and the lake was frozen over, and they gave us warm cookies and milk in the morning, and it was just everything about it. I remember just sitting there thinking, this is the happiest I've been in my life. That's one of my highlights in my life. And it was in this little town called Galena.
Wow. Where is it exactly?
It's in Illinois. When I was living in Chicago, it's like maybe a couple hours away from that.
Oh, nice. You know, I think all these questions are like, they depend on the place you're in and the time, the space that you're in. But I went to Egypt several times when I was younger, and I would love to go back now that I'm older and I've studied history and I could take it in a different way, but those are really amazing trips for me.
Wow. You went to Egypt?
Yeah. Twice.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel like I haven't been any place interesting. I've only been out of the country once, and we went to Italy.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
The northern part. We went on a class trip.
Great.
And so my mom was so nervous. She's like, my 17-year-old daughter is going on a class trip to Italy. it was a lot of fun. We saw, like, we went for, like, 10 days, and we saw a city each day. So it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, Italy is beautiful. What's amazing about Italy is, like, you're just walking in the streets, and there's, like, a part of a building that was there, like, thousands of years ago. Insane, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just all over.
Yeah, especially like have you been to Venice?
I have been, yeah. I saw ghosts there.
That was amazing to me, that you know, just go in the gondola and you see like all the houses and stuff. And
yeah, so different, right? From
mm-hmm.
what we're used to. Yep. It's amazing.
Okay, I got three more questions for you guys.
Okay.
You got your favorite childhood toy.
Oh.
Hmm. favorite childhood toy. You know, this one involves, oh God, I had a lot of toys, but for some reason, I'm just going to say the first thing that came to mind is I had a green telephone. It was like a working phone, and it wasn't plugged into anything, obviously. I was a kid, but I used that with my imagination because I would always get on that phone and talk to whomever and just imagine, I don't know, if there's aliens out there or somebody was listening to me. I used to get on that phone and just go and talk.
That's so funny that you said that because I had a green phone too when I was little.
Really?
It was a phone. Wasn't plugged in and everything. And my mom was just like, here, talk, because my mom, and still to this day, says, Jennifer never shuts up, so she gave me a phone to play with.
Wow. And you talked on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. You guys could have been talking to each other.
Psychically, maybe.
I would have to say, is because I still have it, is my, it's a reindeer, and it's, her name is Ruffles.
Oh, yeah.
Still with me. Kent met Ruffles. I met Ruffles. Yeah. I've had her for years and years and years. She's kept up pretty well considering how old she is. But she still travels with me whenever I go places. I take her with me as a good luck charm.
Oh, that's like your bunny, guys.
I know. That's like my
What's
bunny.
That?
I have a
really?
Bunny that I do that, yeah. That
yeah, happens. They're just... Yeah. And whenever I'm funny. Sad... I just put my Ruffles over my face and I just cry. Like, she's there for
aww.
Everything. I know.
I know.
I have a bear?
I have a bear named Teddy. And did we introduce them yet, Manai, or we were going to?
We were going to. We'll probably introduce them soon, I'm sure. I'm surprised we didn't introduce them yet.
I know, but mine is the same. Teddy is so worn, and he's got tear stains, and he's so mushed from love, and... I think it's so funny because I know several women who've held on to their comfort bears or their teddy bears from when they were little. But they'll always be with me.
Yeah, I mean, I still have my dolls too and stuff. I have about 4 Cabbage Patch dolls that I still have. Oh. And yeah, like all these, I have this little baby doll, and then I still have her. She's been around to that doll. Take her everywhere with me, drag her on the floor, all this other stuff. So, yeah. So I know what you mean about the dolls.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think men have that same feeling, though, for some reason. Or at least they don't like to admit it.
No, and Christian will, like, be kind of rough with Teddy, and he doesn't understand that's a real, live person.
Right.
Like, you cannot toss Teddy. Teddy has feelings.
Right.
Like, it's not okay.
And, like, if I'm in bed... You know, with, oh boy, never mind. I was going to mention, you know, I just don't think Ruffles should be seeing everything that goes on sometimes. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Ruffles needs to look away, and Ruffles maybe needs to hang out in the family room for a little bit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they're real, you know?
Yeah, they are.
They are real.
How about your favorite food?
Mexican food. I could eat it every single day of the week. Yeah, and I often do.
For me, it depends on, like, the emotion I'm going through. If I'm depressed, then it's a big, big burrito. And I'll eat the whole thing within 5 minutes. If I am going through my woman experience, if you know what I mean, then it's French fries and ice cream sundaes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just that I need some comfort, I have rice, eggs, and bacon. I'm very food-oriented, if you didn't realize. Because, you know, us women, we really feel comfort in food, don't you think? More so than men. Like,
I think so.
We really enjoy it, and we crave certain things depending on how we're feeling. You know what I mean? Warm versus cold, soft versus hard, all of that. Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, last one.
your favorite singer and or band?
Oh, my gosh.
This is easy for me.
Go ahead.
It's been this way for so long. Jamiroquai for me.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He is. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I don't know how to describe it, but I don't know if it's the pitch or something. His voice just kind of hits me in the right way, and mm-hmm. I sometimes have a ritual, like, of moving into a space where I can be really creative or bring good things in. Like, I light a candle, and if I put on Jamiroquai, it makes me so happy, and it's great because I always vowed that if I ever saw the lead singer, I was going to say thank you for the music. I mean, it sounds like nerdy when you like think about it for years and plan out what you're going to say, but I actually got the opportunity to meet him, and he was really amazing and so down to earth and not a disappointment, and I got to say thank you.
Oh, that's
wow.
Great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite singers who I saw in concert was, but I liked him obviously when he was younger, was Michael Jackson was somebody that I really loved for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if I had to pick someone who's current, like someone that I still sort of really would love to watch on stage, I would have to say it's either Sting. I heard he's amazing, by the way. Like, amazing. He's performing right now at the Hollywood Bowl. Did you know that, Kent?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's supposed to be incredible. Yeah, I would say Sting or George Michael would be kind of fun, but I like a lot of his older music.
Right.
Yeah.
George Michael is touring for like the first time in the U.S. in like 19 years or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I just find it so funny, though. And he's still very, very popular, you know, even though he hasn't toured in such a long time.
Right.
Well,
I see that Michelle B. wrote New Kids on the Block.
Okay, no, actually, I can't say woo to the New Kids on the Block. I have just Joey McIntyre for me. Sorry.
What's that?
Just Joey McIntyre for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll just go woo for New Kids on the Block. Cause
okay, here you go.
New Kids on the Block are like the old guys that sit on the lawn chairs on the corner now. They're a little too old and cold, Kids on the Block.
Yeah. I was never a big fan of theirs, but...
Neither was I.
They're great to sing at karaoke.
Karaoke. She says it proper. It drives me crazy because I always feel like she's talking down to me because she says it right, but everybody says it's karaoke.
Well, how
right?
do you say it? Karaoke? Like that?
Karaoke.
How do you say it?
Karaoke. Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah, that's how we say it in Japan.
Okay.
Karaoke. So whenever I hear karaoke, it's that sounds strange to me. But Kent always rolls her eyes when I say karaoke.
Yeah, like who says it like that?
Oh goodness. Let's see who's over here on this last person we have on hold. Area code 281. You're on the phone with Kent and Minai.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. My name is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. Hi, Manai. Hi,
hey.
Kent. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of your work, both of you on General Hospital. Lainey and Kildy are my favorite characters on the show. You guys are doing a wonderful job and just awesome. I love the episode of Girls Night Out. You guys, oh, my gosh, they're just awesome. And I just love General Hospital and the characters, of your characters very much on General Hospital.
Wow, thank you. That's so nice.
And I just love Girls Night Out. The one I like of the Girls Night Out is the fantasy scene with your characters and with Patrick and
Jason.
with Robin and Emily and Elizabeth. That was one. That's my favorite. I love that episode. Oh my god, I was just laughing so bad.
I think that's my favorite
too.
Crazy.
I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, it was just. So my mom watched it with me. She just loved it. She started laughing. very much to this episode.
They should do another fantasy scene like that, because it just was so much fun, you know? Because everyone has their fantasies.
Oh, yes. And also, you guys, I actually watched you guys on Night Shifter. You guys did a wonderful job on Night Shifter. I actually have a DVD of Night Shifter. You guys you guys are awesome. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys just totally rock.
Thank you.
Night Shift was a really amazing experience to work with everyone on Night Shift. We really got close as friends, which is very special and rare.
And you know, you just guys are amazing. Comment lines on General Hospital. You guys need to be on more because I just love your characters on the show. I'm calling the comment lines every day, and you guys need to be on this show because you guys are amazing. And I'm like, you guys, oh my gosh, just awesome. And you and I'm calling, I'm supporting you guys. You guys need to be on more often on the show. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And like I said, I just like very much, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm just so happy to talk to you guys. Oh my god, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy, and I'm so shocked. I'm just so happy. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh.
Thanks,
well,
Veronica.
Thank you for calling in.
And everything.
Thank you.
And happy belated birthday. And also wanted to tell you very much. I didn't get to go on the website of your website, and I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was really lovely. So thank you so much.
And did you have a lot of fun? Did you do a lot of things for your birthday? I hope you did a lot of things for your birthday. You deserve it. You guys.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Did. We, it was great. And Kent took me out, which was wonderful. We went to dinner, and then we watched this fight on TV with this wrestler that we both like, or this fighter.
No, martial arts.
Martial arts. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Well, I just wanted to call you guys. Thank you. I love you guys. You guys are I'm just a huge fan of you guys very much, and I love the show. And I'm just like I said, I'm calling. You guys need to be on more, and I'm gonna continue. And it's my quest to see you guys on the show because you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you for
thank
your support
you.
And calling in and everything. Thank you.
And I will see you guys later. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Veronica.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're pulling in area code 870. You're on the phone with Kenton and I.
Hey, guys. It's Shelly. How are you?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
Doing good. I first want to say that I'm excited about coming to the GNO event at Fan Club Weekend. I didn't get a chance to meet you guys last year, and so I'm excited about it this year.
Great. Oh, good.
And Manai, I wanted to know what it was like working with John Travolta, because I'm a huge fan of his.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my questions.
I was lucky enough. What happened was, he's amazing. He really is. He's.
I could watch Grease over and over again.
Really? He's such a pro. Like, you know, a lot of young actors, when we do scenes, we have to, like, prepare before we actually start talking, like we have to get into this character. But I think John Travolta's been around for so long, he just, like, he can have a normal conversation with you, and then within a second, he's, like, right in, back into his character that he's playing. He's such a pro. And I remember there was a point where we were all kind of relaxing, and these camera guys were doing the behind-the-scenes part for the DVD of Be Cool, and they said, hey, John, why don't you learn some of the dances that they dance? So we actually taught him one of the routines, and he danced for us, and it was amazing.
He's great. I loved him in Hairspray. I mean, it was kind of a different role for him, but I was just curious
what
it was like working with him, because I just think he's an awesome actor.
Yeah, he's a true professional, and, you know, never upset. You know, he doesn't cause any upset on set, and oh my gosh, you know. And then I got to see him dance, and I just kind of got chills from watching him, because you know, I just even Saturday Night Fever and all that, right?
Exactly.
Dancing, I know. He's really, and just to the fact that he did Hairspray was, you know,
Well, it was so out of his element, you know, and it was, I love the movie. It was great. The very end of it when he started dancing, I was just cracking up. It was great. So.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Shelby, did you ever visit John Travolta's website?
Me?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
I'm going to tell you a quick little story about John Travolta. He's been my favorite since I was a little girl. My aunt took me to see Grease when I was 7 years old. That was the first movie that I ever went to go see when it first came out.
Yeah.
And she always told me that that was her boyfriend. So I used to go to school telling everybody that John Travolta was really like going to be my uncle. Until I got older and was old enough to know better and knew that she was full of it and whatever. So long story short, she did a lot of stuff for me, you know, a few years back while I was sick, and she helped take care of my kids and stuff. And I really didn't know how to thank her. And it was Super Bowl time down here when they had the Super Bowl down here in Florida, and they showed John Travolta getting off his jet arriving at the Super Bowl. So I went online, I found this website, so I wrote him this nice, long, elaborate letter about, you know, how great my aunt was and the whole story.
Uh-huh.
And she had convinced my 7-year-old that was her boyfriend also. So, yeah, he was going around thinking that was her boyfriend. So I told him, 5 days after I sent that email to him, I got 3 autographs in the mail.
Oh, my goodness.
One to me. One to my son, because my son loves Grease also, and he sends him a picture of Danny Zuko in the car scene where they're dancing on the car.
Yeah,
and
I love that one.
My son, yeah, autographed it to my son Tyler, and then he sent one to my aunt in New York, and he sent two to me, two different pictures. So that's what kind of guy he is. So you look up his website, and I guarantee you, you email him a nice story, you'll get an autograph.
Well, I will be doing that, if not tonight, tomorrow, for sure, because I just love him. I just think he's great.
Wow.
Okay, so that was my experience with John Travolta.
That was a nice one.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for taking time to talk, gals, and I look forward to seeing you at Fan Club Weekend.
We look forward to it, too. Thank you for calling in.
Well, have a good night.
Be soon.
Bye, Shelly.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Shelly.
Bye.
Ladies, we have 2 minutes left on air, and I'll tell you, you have been the best guest that I think we've had so far. You are just great. We could just sit here and chat with you like there's no tomorrow.
Thank you. Manai.
Thank you.
Hello? Is she still there?
Where did you go?
Oh, I didn't know
I
she was. I was looking to see if we lost her with that other call.
Oh.
But, yeah, you have been fabulous, and we're glad that you both came on at the same time. And we definitely would love to have you back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kent and I love
fun.
Doing interviews together.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun doing it that way.
Yeah.
So, too.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Nancy.
I don't know what I'd do without you, too, Kent.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, before we let you go, do you think that we can get you girls to do a promo for the show? You know, your names and, you know, you're on Star Dish Radio, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And then we're already recording, so you go ahead and coordinate.
Oh. Okay.
I'll go.
So should we say... Hi, I'm Kent, and then I'll go, M&I, and together we'll go, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio? How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Should we do a little tag at the end of that, though? Wait, time out. Should we do a little tag at the end?
You do whatever you want to do.
Whatever you
it.
Want.
Our little tagline, the show's tagline is Let's Dish Baby. So if you want to throw that in there, that's great.
Okay. Ready, M&I? We'll improvise.
Yes. Okay.
Hi. Okay. Hi, this is Kent.
And this is M&I. Wait, time out. Let's show that again. Okay.
Hi, this
Woo!
Is... Ready.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hi, this is Kent King.
And this is M&I. Crap, you didn't put King in the last time.
We're running out of time, M&I. We're going to lose it.
Okay.
Ready? Okay.
Go.
Hi, this is Kent King.
And this is Manai Noji. And you're listening to
Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Woohoo!
You can do it again if you want to.
Okay.
What's your tag again?
Okay.
Oh, let's dish baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kent King.
And this is Manai Noji. And you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Let's dish baby.
Let's dish baby. I don't know about that, guys.
You are Lucy and Ethel if I've ever heard it. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
You are fabulous. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Thank
you.
You guys have been fun.
Thanks, guys, for having
us. Well, ladies, we thank you so much for staying on the air with us this long. And you'll always have an open invitation to Stardish. And I will be looking forward to hearing the reports from Girls Night Out from everybody. Mm-hmm. And when you're ready to come back, just let us know.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, good night, I guess.
Yes. Well, I was waiting for everybody else, but yes, good night, ladies.
Good night.
Have a great night. We'll see you later.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.